Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. I hope you're continuing to celebrate this Easter season. We've got 50 days to be able to celebrate in a very focused way the resurrection of our Lord Jesus and move through this season as we approach the celebration of his ascension to the right hand of the Father, when in his own body he took human flesh. And the way Paul talks about it, St. Paul in Ephesians, he took you and me, those who are baptized into Christ, he took us to the right hand of God the Father in heaven. And humanity was glorified in the person of Jesus Christ, the second Adam, who now is beginning and is siring a new race of people who are united to him, a people saved by the Lord, for the Lord, for all eternity, for a destiny filled with glory. So we have so much to celebrate, friends, and there's a lot in life, as always, there's a lot in life that can distract us and discourage us from being able to lay hold of the promises that we've been given in Christ and the reality of what we now share, the privileges we've been given, those who are being baptized into Christ. There's a kind of strange and unfortunate blurring of the gospel that has gone on in the culture over the last, I don't know how many decades now, where the significance of Jesus, he's shrunk. He's, as Pope Benedict XVI said, that attempt has been made to empty Jesus of his full significance and to reduce him to a prophet, a good moral teacher, a good man, a wise man, a spiritual guru, that kind of thing. But this week, what I'd like to do is to talk a little bit about the Lord and his greatness and his majesty, and to listen to the apostles and listen to the New Testament as the words of the apostles and the anointing of the Holy Spirit that's upon them gives them a vision and a way to see the Lord. I mean, the primary mission of the Holy Spirit, the one who comes to give us new life, in giving us new life, the Holy Spirit reveals to us the lordship and majesty of Jesus. When the human heart, when each one of us, when we begin to lay hold of the reality of who Jesus actually is, what he's accomplished for us, and what we're sharing in with him, and the breadth of his power and his glory, but also the depth of his love for us, the deep, intimate love he has for each and every one of us. He has come to save us and to bring us to share in the love between the Father and the Son, which is the source of every creative thing in the universe, every good creative thing in the universe. The whole universe, of course, was made for Jesus, by Jesus, as a gift from the Father, and they share it together. And the heavens declare the glory of God. I mean, the gigantic, complex, mysteriously beautiful and powerful cosmos was made by God through his Son, the Word. And we are, it's hard for us to accept this, I think, we are, that as human beings, are made the crown of that creation. We've been invited as image bearers, as icons of God, those who bear the very image of God, have been given a capacity to enter into relationship with God and to know him intimately and in his love. And what sin and the fall, original sin, did was alienate us from that purpose and that destiny. God becomes for us somebody distant, far away, impersonal, something we fear in an unhealthy way, or that we see as a threat to us, an adversary that we have to oppose in order to gain our full freedom in life. And so Jesus comes to reveal to us the truth about the Father and the truth about each one of our lives. And this very short gospel reading yesterday at Mass, but it's so beautiful, I want to take a look at it and kind of underline Jesus' focus. This is from John chapter 10. You know, this is the same chapter, I believe, where Jesus said, "I came that you might have life and have it to the full." John's gospel is full of these beautiful promises and declarations by Jesus of his purpose and how we're called to share in that purpose. You know, he said he came that we would have full joy. He came that we would have full life, that we would share in his eternal life, the joy and the life that belongs to him as the Father's beloved Son. But here's just a few lines from that reading. It's from John chapter 10, verse 27 through 30. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." There's so much that's packed into those few lines, that if we internalized, if we allow the Holy Spirit to awaken us to the truth that's being revealed here, and to receive the grace from the Lord to have the faith, the confidence, the hope, and really the love, the response in love to the promises of Jesus as he declares the truth about who he is and who we are in relationship to him. "So my sheep hear my voice," he said. How do we hear the voice of the Lord? We hear it in lots of different ways. You know, we hear it through, again, his creation. All of creation is a word. It teaches us. So as more and more people are becoming, you know, fascinated by the macro world of the cosmos and the universe, as well as the micro world, both directions, the broad and great reach of the cosmos, which it keeps expanding. And as far as we know, there's 50 billion galaxies and there's trillions of stars. And stars are these amazing, hard to describe just how absolutely exquisite and powerful and amazing these stars are. There's literally trillions of them there. And there's an estimate that there's 50 billion galaxies, though nobody really knows that for sure. It seems like there's no end ultimately to what God has created in its power and its breadth and its glory, right? And so what does that do? It reveals the glory of God. It reveals the power of God. It's a word. And so he's speaking to us through creation. He speaks to us through the beauty of the creation we live here on earth, on this blue planet. He speaks to us in the beauty of our own lives and the wonder of what it means to be human, the longing that we have in our heart for something more than is even here, of all the goodness and the beauty and the majesty of what we can even see and touch. Somehow there's something deeper in us that we long for. You know, St. Augustine's famous line, you know, our hearts are restless until they rest in thee. We're made for a relationship with God. All this reality that we see and touch points to him and points to his greatness. And we're called into relationship with him. So that's a place where we hear his voice. We hear his voice in the scripture. We hear his voice in the teaching magisterium of the church, in the tradition, the lives of the saints. We hear it through brothers and sisters walking with him. We hear it through many different ways, but we hear it most intimately through the Holy Spirit, who's present in us. Jesus said one of the fundamental reason he died was to give us a share in the God life, in the gift of the Holy Spirit. He said, who will counsel us, who will advocate for us, who will lead us, and he'll reveal mysteries to us. He'll reveal to us the mystery of Christ, the mystery of God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and our destiny in them. So we hear the voice of Jesus deep within our hearts. And he said, my sheep hear my voice. I know them. So Jesus knows you. He knows you inside and out. He knows everything good about you. He knows everything bad about you. And he delights to say that he knows you, and he delights to say that he loves you. His heart towards you is love. So we're going to hear in this reading and in other readings today, and he knows who it is who he loves, right? We tend to see our life, the default mode with most people, lots of Catholics, I think, and I'm tempted to do the same thing. The default mode can be to identify ourselves with our failings, our faults, our sins, the mistakes we've made in our life, and say those are the things that fundamentally define us. That's not what the Lord sees. The Lord comes to take those things away. He's not surprised by them. He knows you need to be saved. He's come to take that dimension of your life that's fallen and broken. He comes to heal you. He comes to forgive you. He comes to form you fully into the man or the woman that God has intended you to be, God the Father. He said, I know them and they follow me. This is a good, simple definition of what it means to be a Christian. What does it mean to be a Christian? It's someone who knows Jesus and someone who follows Jesus. Someone who knows Jesus and someone who follows him. Jesus said, if you want to be my disciple, you must come after me, take up your cross and follow me, to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. So Jesus knows those who are his. He knows them because they follow him. He said, I give them eternal life and they will never perish. Let that line sink into your heart. Jesus has come to give you something. And this is another explosive, astounding, mind-boggling truth that when we internalize it, will completely change our life. You know, your life, my life, our lives will change from internalizing this truth. God Himself, the creator of everything, has come to me to give me something. Not just to call me to something, but to give me something. It's the gift of eternal life. It's the gift that Jesus won for us. He gives us a share in what belongs to Him. And they shall never perish. I mean, you're going to die. I'm going to die. Some of us sooner rather than later. But if we die in Christ, this is the whole point of what we celebrate. If we die in Christ, we pass from death to a new kind of life, to the Christ life, to the God life, to the divine life. This is the gift that we've been given. It's so easy, friends, for us to be distracted so much by the daily concerns of the world or enamored by the toys in the world and distracted by them as well and not realize the amazing gift we've already been given, what we possess and who we are. This is what the Holy Spirit wants to help us see and understand. Jesus goes on, he says, no one can take them out of my hand. Where are you? Where's your family? Where's your parish? Where's your church? You're in the palm of the hand of Jesus Christ, the Lord. And that's significant. I was just thinking about the passage from Revelation chapter 1 where John has a vision of the risen Christ, the Lord of all. It's a beautiful description of his glory and majesty. And in verse 17, John describes it this way. The Lord who visits John is speaking to him. When John sees and gets a glimpse of the glory and majesty of Jesus, he said, when I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. But he laid his right hand upon me, saying, fear not, I'm the first and the last and the living one. I died, and behold, I'm alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and Hades. Now write what you see, what is and what is to take place hereafter. As for the mystery of the seven stars, which these represent the churches, right? As for the mystery of the seven stars, which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands, and the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches. The church is God's people. It's the body of Christ. And here Jesus, who has total victory over every dark power, over death and Hades itself, who is incontestable. Jesus' power and authority is beyond our wildest imagining, and there is no power anywhere that compares to his power. He's the king. Victory, total, absolute victory belongs to him. And he gives to us from that place of victory the power to live an indestructible life like him, to share in the life that is his. This is our destiny. And he reminds us in this reading from John, he said, no one can take you from the Lord. You are in the palm of his hand. And then he goes on to say, my Father who's given them to me is greater than all. And no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one. Jesus came in the authority of the Father to bring you back to the Father so that you can inherit everything that Jesus now possesses. And you are securely in the palm of his hand. If you receive that in faith and walk in him, you can live in the joy that Jesus calls us to walk in. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Peter Burak's new booklet, The Game Changer, in which he talks to us very clearly about the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, especially to empower us to engage the mission of the church. That's a calling that's there for all the baptized. If you'd like this free booklet, you could call us at 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to our past episodes or subscribe to our podcast. God bless you.